It is 7:30 in the morning on Friday, April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day. We will call our meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Green and Trustees Green and Deutsch are excused. President Rafter here. We have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda.
Move to adopt as presented.
Thank you.
Second.
Second by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve or adopt the agenda. Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Item number three, action regarding developer's agreement for 1901 South Webster Avenue.
I'm going to start off by apologizing for missing a couple things on here. It is our duty, my duty, to make sure that it was ready to go. Get focused on various areas and not the entirety of it. We're trying to make sure that any developer's agreement that we have is consistent, and that's where I think it's good and it's bad, right? Because you have the same language throughout, and I'm not trying to make an excuse, but it's one of those things that we looked at more of the meat and missed some of the potatoes. And, you know, one of them we missed was the financial wherewithal. So on that, I want to apologize. And maybe we went too fast, but trying to help the developer out at the same time is, you know, trying to, in the best interest of the village, to get something going. Mm-hmm. And sometimes things are just going to have to take a little more time.
Yeah, we do. But you don't have to apologize. It was getting stuff at the last minute. Doesn't all in all, we just have to have our developers understand we do our best. But we have a responsibility. Okay. Everyone, do you have what you're going to get from?
Great. So, having Brad said that, the financial wherewithal, we still do not have that as of this morning.
Okay.
It was supposed to come yesterday and still haven't received it.
Yep.
But she said she had it? Or when you talked to her, communicate with her?
Yeah, I spoke with Jason, who is their kind of project manager. Mm-hmm. And as of 2 p.m. yesterday, he said it was coming. So as of this morning, I still don't have it in my inbox. I was texting with him a little bit last night. Said it was going to be here. It isn't. So again, apologize along with Brad, because that is something that's important that we should have had and should have asked for a while ago, and the developer should have it at this point in the game. So, yeah.
Okay.
So it just,
I'll accept the motion.
So they just haven't gotten it done. They're not like bailing or something bad.
Well, it's just, What I suspect is the problem is the developers, the owners of the property are out of town.
Oh.
And I'm just guessing that they probably have it from the bank, and they just are. But that's an assumption on my part. So
we could theoretically make a motion to approve the developer's agreement contingent upon receiving the financial wherewithal
and be satisfied.
Being satisfied. So that would be the one part that's missing.
And that second.
I'm not done with that. That's a theoretical motion.
So why don't we entertain a motion?
Okay. Then I will make the motion to approve the developer's agreement contingent on receiving the confirmation of financial wherewithal, the couple of housekeeping changes we saw on Tuesday. There's a quick change to the one line of wording in the promissory note about the date. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there are any other changes, so that would be the motion is to approve based off of those changes and contingent on receiving the confirmation of financial wherewithal. Did that cover it?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? In reading the payment schedule, I wasn't thrilled with $5,000 a month with a balloon at the end of 12 months. In the future, I would have them demonstrate a need for that as opposed to us offering that. I'd like to see them pay us back as soon as we get the money, or as soon as they got their money from the bank. And I would still ask them to do that in the spirit of partnership. I thought we were doing this as a bridge loan kind of thing to get them across, and I'm not opposed to lending them the money, but that was my main concern with that. And any other discussion on that?
Just general, I should ask this question probably a long time ago, but the scale of it, the percentage, it's 1 million and change for 6 million and something in. So the percentage you always talk about, this is a lot lower than the other big projects we're talking about.
It came out to about 19%.
Yeah, and is that customary for one of this scope a project? You know, do they tend to come in lower if it's a 6 million as opposed to a 20 million? Is this a pretty good deal?
Yeah, I think it's.
It's a good deal for everyone, I think.
Yeah, one of the, my comfort level comes from the PAYGO. You know, we've got the loan out there, but then we've got the guarantee, we've got the mortgage, but the rest of it's that 1.1 is PAYGO. So as the taxes come in, we'll share.
Yeah. The magic percentage is something you can look at, but here, for you, it's more important.
It's, you know, yeah, I mean, we do look at the percentage, but I think it's varied for the projects, at least I've been involved in, you know, GenCap being one of the main ones versus Village Hall.
Well, Chapel Hill was 12 or 14%.
Yeah, that one was low. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this percentage, I mean, what is the average when?
I don't know, because the Village Hall property, that was quite high.
Yeah.
I think that was a $3 million project, and we provided around $800,000 in assistance.
So, yeah. And one of the things that's been discussed is kind of putting some type of matrix together, I believe, so that you can kind of track that and you can see that, too.
Okay. Yeah.
And compare.
This is helpful. Thank you.
And I think there's a key line in this document somewhere that says, whereas, I think it was a whereas. Conflict of interest, that's a good one, thank you. But it says this project would not happen without our financial assistance.
Yeah. Yep.
And so I asked the question yesterday, can they do this project without our help? And the answer is no. But to your point, or to continue on your thought, I don't think there's a magic percentage. They have to demonstrate a need, and then we have to figure out, is that project something we want, and if so, are we investing in it?
Right. It's a case-by-case determination. But, oh, by the way, this is not out of line. Matter of fact, it's here. It's
yep. Right, yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. It also says in here that no one has a conflict of interest, so no one on the board or on staff that's involved in this has a financial interest in this project, and I'm assuming that's the case. Is that the case?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Unless my 2 cents counts.
It does.
I'm on fire today.
It is still early.
No, don't worry. Your 2 cents never counts.
Really crashes.
It's April 1st.
Yeah, don't get happy.
Okay, any other? So I won't sign the document until we have the documentation we need, if this motion does. Okay, any other discussion on this?
Jimmy had asked yesterday for the site plan.
Thank you.
So this is what was provided when the project still included the restaurant. This is the overall building footprint. This was the floor plan that was provided. So most of this is staying the same with the exception of the restaurant. I had directed the developer that this was sufficient along with the new building makeup for this stage of the project. We will have more with the site plan submittal and plan commission review and everything, but essentially the front portion will still be the apartments, the back portion will still be the townhomes, but what used to be the restaurant portion will be townhomes as well.
Are they removing all those glass curved window things?
They are.
That's common.
Yeah.
So how would those be townhomes in the middle? Where's the entrance to them?
They'll have garages here, and then they'll likely have the entrances in the rear.
And then where's the commercial space?
Commercial space will be up here still.
But I mean office building. There are no offices.
They've got commercial on the first floor. Ground floor, right?
Right.
Oh, okay. The front.
Are they moving their business in there?
No.
They had talked about it at one point, but no.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Could a note go out to the board once the financial wherewithal confirmation has been received?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Might that be today? We just don't know. It's just a guess, I guess. Huh?
It could be today, yeah. I would hope.
I was surprised that the developer or someone wasn't at our meeting on Tuesday.
They were. The developers came in. They were working. They still had office hours. So they ran down to sign and then and they left the next morning for Arizona. I think that's where they went.
Dallas.
Wait. Still surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the developer's agreement for 1901 Webster, or with 1901 Webster LLC, and the second, and the motion is contingent upon receiving satisfactory financial wherewithal information and making some minor changes to the document that we discussed on Tuesday. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number four, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Trustee Genrich, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Sampson, any discussion? We have a motion to adjourn in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much.